This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo, Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I got my man Connor Green, Mr. Buff Bagwell, single, ready to mingle behind the glass. What's good, Connor?
I'm doing good, Al. How about you?
Don't be blushing behind the glass. I see you. I'm good. We got Tim Healy joining the show at 9:20 p.m. talking all things Mets. Also at 10:20, Ian Begley joins the show talking all Knicks. But I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Didn't we do this 2 years ago? Didn't we do this same thing 2 years ago? The New York Jets, the drama with Aaron Rodgers. Is he coming here? Is he not? Is he getting traded here? Is he not? Does he really want to be a Jet? Is he using us? What the hell is going on? And 2 years later, the same fans, the same fan base that mocked the Jets, that laughed at the Jets, that LOL'd the Jets, the Jet fans, are now on their hands and knees, on bended knee, like Boyz II Men said, begging, pleading, Aaron, please save us. Help. We need a quarterback. Are you kidding me? Again, did we do this 2 years ago? Did Aaron Rodgers get younger? Did he find the fountain of youth in Egypt? Something we don't know? Now, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, breaking news. And I read a lot of stuff. I haven't been so active on social media this week. But I read the stuff. And Giant fans begging for Aaron Rodgers, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. And I mentioned on previous shows how this organization, or should I say, this regime of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane has been an absolute disgrace. Started out 6-1. Go look at the record the rest of the way. Go look at their record against 500 teams or better. Disgusting. Disgusting. Begging for Aaron Rodgers. They're going to put all their faith and their jobs on the line for Aaron Rodgers, who's going to be 68 when the season starts. Now, these are the same fans that laughed at the Jets, but are now saying, well, you played well to end the season. Did they win? Did they win any games? Meaningful games? Were they playing meaningful football? The answer to that is no. No. Was it a disaster? The biggest disaster in New York sports history? The answer to that question is yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it was. If I'm the Giants, here's what I'm doing. I'm pushing all my chips, Jim Fossil style, into the middle of the table. And I'm saying, Tennessee, what the hell do you want for a number one pick? Now, Tennessee has loaded up the offensive line. So it looks like, you know, during free agency, they fixed the offensive line. They've got, remade it, I should say. And it looks like they're going to draft a quarterback. That's what it's, that's the way it's looking right now with the moves they've made in free agency. They got all that beef up front. But I'm giving them a call and saying, what is it going to take to get the number one pick? What do you want? What do you want? Now, everybody knows that this regime is desperate for a quarterback, desperate for a franchise quarterback. What do you want, Tennessee? I'm not going out and signing Mr. AARP, Aaron Rodgers. I'm not doing that. I'm not. Learn from the Jets. I don't care that they've said, well, he was a great teammate. I care about results. I care about wins. Do you honestly think Aaron Rodgers is going to get you to the playoffs? Do you think he's the answer long term? No. So what are we doing? You're going to sign him, right? Then he's going to be here for what? One, maybe two seasons. Then you're back to square one. Then you're back to square one. We need to find a franchise quarterback. And the other thing I'm going to say when it comes to this whole franchise quarterback thing is you have some that don't believe in Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Correct? Fine. But they're willing to tank for a guy who's unproven in college because his last name is Manning. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. The two guys that proved it or to the unproven guy because his last name is Manning. But then the other guy, his last name is Sanders, and that's held against him. Make it make sense. Let's tank for Arch Manning. What the hell has he done? What the hell has he done? Oh, that's right. He played against the University of Suck Ass from Division III and ran for 500 yards. Oh, that's it. He's the number one pick. Let's go. Let's tank for him. It's good. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'd rather, if that's the way you're thinking, I'd rather trade back into the first round and get Jackson Dart. And that's the other thing that pisses me off. You diminish the guys, you trash the guys that are the top two quarterbacks in this draft, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. But you pump up the guy, Jackson Dart, that's not even close to as good as the other two are. Not even close. Now, if you can get him late in the first round, second round, okay, fine. Project, fine. But does this organization have time to play around with a project? Does this organization have time to do that? No. You know how you buy yourself some time? You move up in the draft, and you go get the guy you believe in, whether it's Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, and you let it ride. That's what you do. Enough of this crap. Aaron Rodgers, and now you're going to meet with Russell Wilson on Friday. Okay, great, spectacular, awesome. How do you think that's going to end? How do you think that's going to end? I'll tell you how it's going to end. You know, the last 2 years, your over and under number has been 6.5 in wins. For those that like to gamble and gamble responsibly, I'll give you another winner. Ready? Take the under. Take the under, because you're going to hit for the third year in a row. Where does that leave you, Giants? Old-ass quarterback, going nowhere, finishing last place again. Again! You see, the sense I get is no one really wants to be a Giant. The Giants used to be a prideful organization, a winning organization. Names like Sims, names like McConkey, names like Mark Bavaro. Lawrence Taylor, on the field, not off the field. Harry Carson, Carl Banks, Eli Manning. Winning players. Winning players. Michael Strahan, Tiki Barber. WFA owns Tiki Barber. Winning players. And now they've become a joke. A joke. And for the Giant fans that laugh at the Jets, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror or Google it. Punch in the last 10 years Giants record and Jets record. Do me a favor and do that. before you mock the Jet fan ever again. Because guess what? You have the same record. Pretty much the same record. You know what that is? Crap. Crap. That's where your team has been. That's where your organization has been. You've gone from coach to coach to coach to coach. GM to GM to GM. It's gotten so bad that no one wants to do Hard Knocks preseason anymore. No one. You know why? The Giants ruined that for everyone. Egg on their faces. Egg on their faces. The butt of all jokes. Laughed at. Mocked. Sound familiar? That used to be the Jets. You've become, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth, an organization that's won 4 Super Bowls in my life.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Lifetime. As a whole, in general, you've become the Cleveland Browns of the NFC. Everyone's laughing at you, and no one wants to be here. No one. Now, you could say, well, Javon Holliday signed. Okay, you threw him a boatload of money. You think he's gonna win? Do you honestly think he's like, yeah, I'm going to an organization, and we're going to win. We're going to play winning football, and I'm going to win a Super Bowl with the Giants. That's not happening. That's not happening. If I'm the Giants, and I know I said you don't want to invest in a project, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in the Jackson Dart thing, but Cam Ward, out of all three, if you're looking for the NFL quarterback right now that's mobile, that can run around, that can throw the ball, he's the guy you're looking for. But for me, the best quarterback in this draft is the guy that everybody calls a circus because his last name is Sanders, and it pisses me off. That circus wins. Don't you want to win? Don't you want to win? It's funny. You call Shador Sanders a circus because his father, Dion. Did you see the Aaron Rodgers circus? Did you watch that circus? Because that was a joke. That was a disgrace. It's the biggest flop in New York sports history. That was a circus. Aaron Rodgers is not the answer. I'd rather have Russell Wilson than Aaron Rodgers. And that's not saying much. That's not saying much. Yes, Russell Wilson is corny. Who knows what kind of slogan he's going to come up with the Giants? We know it's not going to be Giants country, let's ride. He'll figure out something. And then it'll be played on the internet over and over and over and over again and mocked. All the retakes, somebody released the footage. If I had to pick between the two fossils, not Jim, rest in peace, I'm picking Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers. I just am. And if you do want Aaron Rodgers, you do this. Hello? Yeah, Aaron. Figure this out in 24 hours or it's done. You're done. You're off the table for us. Because he's holding you guys hostage right now. He really is. Now, I know it took months for the Jets. It was a little more complicated than this. If he's going to be a Giant, let's get this done quick. If not, because in my heart of hearts, I feel like he's going to go to Minnesota or Pittsburgh. He's using the Giants. Haven't you seen this before this season? This past off season? Did Matt Stafford use you guys? Do you like to be used? Do you like to be slapped around? Do you like to be taken advantage of? Only be thrown in the garbage? It sure seems that way. The answer is not Russell Wilson as a whole. It's not Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. It's trade up. Ask Tennessee what they want. Ask Cleveland what they want.
and go get Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Enough is enough. Stop wasting your fans' time. Stop wasting the fans' money. Stop wasting the fans' energy. Stop it. Stop it. Go get your franchise quarterback. Invest in him. Work on him. Now you're going to say, well, we need a veteran quarterback in here. Okay, fine. Those guys are not the answer. They're not. They're not. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to want to start. Russell Wilson's going to want to start. To me, go get a guy that you could start for a couple games, let the kid work his way into it, and then halfway through the season, pull the plug, especially if it's not working out, and let the kid play. The fan base will get a second jolt of energy knowing, okay, I'm going to show up to the stadium, I'm going to root for my guy, this our QB. Now, Rutgers is going to be on the AM. You can, if you want to listen to the Rutgers game with Jerry Recco, Rutgers versus USC is on the AM 660. We're going to stay on the FM side. So till midnight. It'll be me with Connor behind the glass. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Do you want Aaron Rodgers or do you want to draft one? A draft a quarterback. Al Cintron on the Fan back after this.